This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
The next conversation is with the Chief Director of Social Assistance, of course, the Department of Social Development. In the news also for various reasons. It is that department that keeps the wolf away from the door in a country like ours. Social development occurs, and social development in our country occurs throughout one's life. You never know when you will need it or not. There's a difference between temporary provision of assistance, and then you also have the permanency of social assistance as well through the grants and other. The SRD grant, for example, came through a temporary provision of assistance intended for, a time frame which has, luckily, and I'm just saying, in need, people obviously in need of it, that there's been an extension, an extension, and an extension of it. And I have a feeling, if my understanding of the budgetary processes work, that that particular grant also will take us until, and I'm not sure, that maybe it'll take us until 26, 27, because budgets work in 3-year cycle. But the Chief Director of Social Assistance might be able to help us in that regard as well, because somewhere, someplace, I also read that it obviously comes to an end, and I think in about March, April next year. And that, of course, would be its life cycle, right? And then there'd be a renewable process for that. That renewable process normally is indicated within the budgetary processes. So if you see it in the budget and you see an allocation for it, and you hear the minister talking about various things, then obviously then there will be life beyond that time frame of when it's supposed to be ending. You've got the various grants. You've got the grants from war veterans grants. You've got the social relief of distress, old age pensions. You've got the international social services grant in aid, foster child grant, admission of old persons to residential facilities. I'm not sure if you know of all the grants that you also might just be able to, apply for, or that you qualify for. So the couple of the next conversation might be in, quite an important one as well. You might not think that you fall within a particular category, but then again, you might. Let's bring Dr. Maureen Mokgotsi into the conversation, Chief Director of Social Assistance. Dr. Maureen Mokgotsi, welcome to Power 98.7. Welcome to Power Perspective. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you for the invitation, and good evening to your listeners.
Sure. Dr. Maureen Mokgotsi, were you, amongst others and other people in the Department of Social Development, also watching the medium-term budgetary policy statement by the minister the other day, Enoch Godongwana, and going, I wonder what he's going to do. I wonder what he's going to, place on our shoulders. I wonder where, the monies will be going, because everybody has a particular interest in budgetary processes. In essence, also the one in February, which is the big one. Were you watching it, or, are things within the department sort of wrapped up already, and there's an engagement of, we get so much money, that money goes here, that money is utilized like this, and that's it, and then, we'll wait for February again? Or does the medium-term budgetary policy statement, that process, have any meaning where social development is concerned?
In the MPDP process, and yeah, the budget statement is very important for social development, especially that it talks to what we are to expect as a department, as yeah, well as what we need to provide in terms of continuation of social assistance.
Mm. Did you make anything of that medium term budgetary policy statement? Does did it matter anything? Does life you know, continue afterwards, or sigh of reliefs were generated? And also, here's a question. Did you get any indication of, for example, the SRD grant, the 370 grant, that it will exist beyond a period of about March or February next year? Or is that already in the planning processes, and there is knowledge of its existence beyond that particular date? I saw some people saying, oh, it's coming to an end in March and it'll end. But sometimes when you look at the budgetary processes, which work for a 3-year period, you see that there might be allocations in the 24-25 financial year, 26-27 financial year, because it works within that cycle of 3 years. Do you know anything of that particular instance as well, just to get that question, you know, off the ground, whether the 370 grant will be a continuation? Do you have any aspect of it in the budgetary process?
Maybe to answer broadly, you yeah. know that we've got social grants, which are kind of permanent type of grants.
True.
COVID SRD is a temporary grant.
Yeah.
And currently, what we have done as a department, we have approached the Ministry of National Treasury to request extension. However, the statement that was released last week, it does not cover that particular part. What we are assured of is that we know that we will be able to provide the provision until March 2025.
Mm. Because that's within the budgetary process, isn't it? I mean, if one reads the budgetary process, one will have an understanding that up until 2025, that allocation has already been made, I think.
You see, the Social Assistance Act, which governs social grants, says that we, as Department of Social Development, we will request any provision in terms of financial funding of a particular grant, the Ministry of Finance has to concur. So whatever we propose, we await announcement from National Treasury in terms of whether we will offer a particular grant and what amount will that particular grant be. So that particular process highly depends on the Minister of Finance. What we do every year, we would write to them and say, this is where we are. And as you are aware that we are coming to the end of this particular period, we would need to continue to pay social grants. And we will request that this is the funding that we will need for extension. And National Treasury are the ones that are responsible, or that ministry is the one that is responsible for giving us an answer. So just like yourself, we are still awaiting that particular announcement.
Mm. No, Dr. Mokgetsi, I'll tell you why I was just asking that particular question, because I saw something in relation to the SDR grant that said there was 33.6 billion rand for the year 2024-2025, with provisional allocations for 2025-26 and 26-27. And that automatically made me just think that if there are, you know, if government is making provisional allocations, then they're beginning at least to think about it. Would that be in the right space? Because nothing says it's permanent in relation to a temporary grant, for example, like the SDR.
National Treasury are the best people or the best department to respond on this one. As I said, we have made our bid that we are requesting that it be extended. We are still awaiting a reply from National Treasury.
Sure. Dr. Mokgetsi, just the differentiation between the permanent grant, and in my introduction I was talking to the permanent grant, and I actually just mentioned quite a few. For example, the child support grant, the disability grant, the foster child grant, and granting aid, and all of those specifics. And then you've got the temporary provision, right, of assistance, and the social relief of distress. And sometimes one has an understanding that all of that sometimes is just a responsibility of, you know, the Department of Social Development. just for clarity's sake, where it does come to temporary provision of assistance, in essence, where municipalities, national government, provinces also play a role, because that's when you see it, when you see floods, when you see wind disasters, when you see people in distress within provinces and other. Does that emanate from a social development department ministry mandate, or would that also be a provincial mandate sometimes, where you see the temporary provision of certain things? Just the illustration of differentiation between what municipalities and provinces and national responsibility is to what a departmental responsibility would be.
Your question is very broad. Look, as social development, we are responsible for some of social protection programs. Social protection, it's broader programs that assist people when they are vulnerable. Mm. So you will have programs that are rendered by social development, mm-hmm. but you will have other programs rendered by other ministries. Like when you talk about provision of food at schools, mm. you'll find that it is the Ministry of Basic Education. Mm. So maybe for the department, we are responsible for provision of social grants. Social grant is one form of social protection, mm. because it's a protection, it's a broader form, but it has different intervention. So we have provision in terms of social grants that addresses income poverty, and it's a national mandate. Mm. So social grants are provided by social development, and SASSA is our agency. So, distributing the grants in 9 provinces, but it's a national mandate. You will have other programs in the department that are mainly national mandates, and you will have other programs that are provincial kind of mandates. But social grant is a national mandate. And I heard when you were introducing the program that you mentioned some grants that I do not know of.
So let me
do this briefly, just to say, in terms of kind of permanent grants, we have grants that are meant for children.
Yes.
And we've got 3 types of grants, which is the child support grant,
yeah.
which mainly is given to children who are from impoverished households.
Yes.
Vulnerable households. That is the child support grant. It is a means-tested grant. That is the first one. We have a grant that is known as the foster child grant. Remember, grants in South Africa are rights-based because the Constitution says that everyone has the right to access social security.
Sure.
So that is the one for the CSG known. That is the grant that is received by over 13 million children. Then you have the foster child grant that is given following an order that comes from the court, children's court. This child has, or these children have been determined to be children in need of care and protection.
Sure.
So what the department would do through the department both of social development and Department of Justice will be to identify, or SASSA will come in after the Department of Justice has given them that particular court order. Mm. So we assist,
because they make the determination. Yeah.
Yes, we assist those families with what is known as the foster child grant. Then we have a care dependency grant.
Yeah.
This is to assist families that have children with disabilities.
Yeah.
So those are the 3 grants for children that we have. Then you have adult grants. You mentioned that you have older persons grants.
Yes.
That is meant for persons over the age of 60 and above. Then you have a disability grant, which is a grant for persons with disabilities. Then you have a grant aid. Grant in aid is a top-up grant on both the disability grant and the older persons grant.
Yeah.
Then the grant that I think that you are most interested on is the grant that we know that is known as a temporary grant, which is the COVID SRD grant. Remember, this grant started in 2020 following COVID SRD. So it's temporary. At the beginning, it was meant to cover persons during that COVID era. But since then, it has been extended annually because we have recognized that although we are no longer in the COVID era, the challenges that we still have challenges that emanate from the COVID era. So it was not easy for the government to stop that particular provision until now.
Sure. But something like the Social Relief of Distress grant would be a temporary grant, right? And that's one of the grants that generally don't fall within the permanency aspect.
Yes, that particular grant has its own regulation. That is the one that I was relating to it as the COVID. The full name is COVID-19 SRD
that's it.
Grant.
Yeah.
To clearly show or to clearly explain that it was a grant that was linked to COVID era. So it is known as COVID-19 Social Relief of Distress, and it's a temporary grant. It has its own regulations. Mm. There are still social assistance regulations, but their regulations are separate from the normal regulations known as social assistance regulations.
Sure. So, Dr. Mokgotsi, then just on the permanency of the grants, does one then has a budgetary? Do you have a budgetary allocation that would be general in essence? Because social relief sometimes is general, and you never know when it would happen. In the instance of the SRD grant, I mean that is somewhat of a determinator because it's given a lifespan and it exists. Do you have the kind of leeway outside of your permanency kind of grants that then gives you leeway where any other relief is sought to intervene and begin to engage those aspects other than determinations of the kind of grants that we've been talking about and plus then the temporary, the SRD grant? Do you have any leeway where other aspects of temporary provision of assistance would be engaged, or is the determination made within the budget and that is within your allocation and that is what you pay, and any other assistance then would come from province, municipalities, or national government?
Social grants generally are funded based on taxes, on personal income tax. So that is the funding of social grants. However, when we had COVID SRD, government had to come up and develop different ways in which it would fund COVID SRD. So from inception during COVID, we had to meet because it was kind of a crisis at that particular time, and money was sought from all over to fund this particular provision. The funding of COVID SRD, when it comes to the department, it comes with the funding of the normal grants, but it's a separate budget that always when it is extended, Minister of Finance will say that we are giving you 33 billion to fund COVID SRD. That is why it becomes difficult for us when people say increase the value, because when you have a particular budget, you need to provide that particular grant based on the allocation. There is no way that as a department we can go over the given allocation. No. Secondly, social assistance does not allow us to look for additional funding. Basically, the grants are funded through personal income tax.
No, I think what I was trying to determine, Dr. Mokgotsi, was whether you had leeway for, when a disaster happens, food parcels, for example, and the allocation of a food parcel. That is not a determining aspect of when and where somebody would be in distress and a community would be in distress. But from the social development aspect, some of that responsibility would lie with you. For example, that example I've just used would not sit within a child support grant or a disability grant and some of the likes. I was trying to determine whether you had leeway with a budgetary component that allowed you, other than the determinating aspects, to go and intervene in specific areas.
Okay. The Social Assistance Act also allows us to provide assistance in terms of disasters. Remember, In the past, we used to have a social relief of distress where we were assisting all the time when there was a particular a family would have a challenge and so SASSA will come in and assist. But when we amended our regulations in 2022, the amended regulations clearly states that there are two ways in which we can offer social relief of distress. The first way is through the SRD grant that we have been talking about. Mm. The second one is assisting during disasters. So there is a funding. I don't have the exact amount of funding that we received, but it's not a big funding that we normally assist when SASSA, there are disasters in our country. SASSA comes in through that second provision, which is COVID SRD during disaster. Currently, we only assist when there is a disaster, and that is through social relief.
Sure. Dr. Romain Mokotse.
And I think this is the one that you were referring to. So it's a separate process.
Sure.
This one, it's food parcels. It might be that different ways in which the means of support will be determined by a particular municipality or a particular province. And that information will be given to SASSA, and SASSA will be able to assist.
Sure. Let me just take Basil and Arnold in Mabopane. Basil, we're talking to the Chief Director, Social Assistance, Social Development. You've been listening for a while now. Basil, do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. Evening to you and the
Great Basil.
Doctor.
Sure.
The first question, I just have two. I'm going to be quick. So one of the questions that I wanted to ask was, in the past, we have had scandals where, for instance, the distribution of this grant was very expensive. There were questionable third-party distributors that were allocated to do this thing. Now, my question would be, who is assisting them at the moment? Is this a third-party? And how much do they pay for each and every distribution that they do? Is it worth their money that they are doing, that they are paying for? Mm. Secondly, yesterday I was listening to Rem's program, and it talks exactly to what you were talking about with Dr. Samadhi, that it seems as if there is a problem in terms of many people, like many departments. You have social development, you have when there's disasters, there's provinces, there's municipalities, and everyone seems to be doing their own thing. But the question that I want to ask there is, how long does it take for them as social development when there's disasters? Because we have seen in Durban when there was disasters, people were left stranded without water for days on end, and social development were nowhere to be found. Probably the last one would be, Doctor, how many times do you go out to communities to be able to understand in terms of the strength that people are having out there? Because the challenge that we have in South Africa is in terms of bureaucrats, they just love to sit in the offices and they never go out for this outreach program.
Basil, let's leave it there. Basil, Arnold, I'll come to you in a second. Let's leave that one for Dr. Maureen Mokotse to have a bite at. It's a lengthy one. The third party distributors, I suppose Dr. Mokotse would also would be talking to institutions like SASSA and institutions like Postbank as well. I suppose those would be some of the other aspects to the distribution model as well.
Thank you. I would want to start with the last question and come to the bigger two questions that we have just posed. How long do we really do outreach? As I speak now, my team has gone to 5 provinces to engage beneficiaries, because tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday, it's payments day. So we've requested that we should go to provinces just to check the temperature. There were challenges there and there. So we have requested the team to go out. So we do hold engagement. I was just in Northwest. I came back on Saturday engaging with stakeholders on issues related to grants. So we do go to communities. It's just that when we do that, we don't normally we don't have media following us. Hmm. But we do. We might not be doing it to an extent where we are able to cover all provinces at the time, but we are staggering our approach, reaching out to communities to talk about challenges, but also to talk about the programs that we're talking about, the seven programs that we are offering. In terms of distribution, remember with SASA, in terms of, because it's not social development here, it's SASA distributing. Firstly, let's deal with the issue of disaster. Disaster management, it's not a social development mandate only. According to the disaster management framework that has been developed by FOCTA, there are several departments which have specific mandates. So you look at Department of Water, COCTA has its own specific mandate. Social development has its own specific mandate and so on. I would want to limit my discussion to our mandate through SASA. So what normally happens during disasters, let's say disaster strikes at Hammerstrand, what SASA cannot just get into the community and just provide assistance. What SASA normally does is that according to the disaster management framework that our department or SASA follows, they need to obtain a list from councillors in that particular community or families that are affected. Remember, we also need to assist based on who is affected and who does not really need this particular assistance. And based on that list, is then SASA can go and acquire all the necessities that are needed at that particular time. It becomes difficult. You'll find that we are accused of not assisting at that particular time of a disaster, but you need to understand that there is accountability. We need to know who we are assisting, and we are guided by the list that is provided by that municipality or by that particular province, and based on that particular list, we then intervene as SASA. In terms of distribution of grants, remember, as SASA pays the grants directly into the account of beneficiaries. And based on that, because in the past we used to have cash pay points where people would come and get a provision. But after March, what we have done, all pay points have been closed. So beneficiaries, after SASA has put money into the accounts of beneficiaries, beneficiaries will then access their money through different alternative channels that SASA have are in contract with.
Dr. Maureen Mokgotsi, I'm going to take a break.
The People's Nighttime Parliament. Power Perspective with Gentle Taylor. 8 p.m. to midnight.
My guest is the Chief Director of Social Assistance in the Department of Social Development, Dr. Maureen Mokgotsi. I'll take Arnold in Mabopane before I go back to Dr. Mokgotsi. Arnold, you got a question?
Yes, it's a question.
Sure, Arnold.
My question to Dr. Mokgotsi is, she mentioned a certain grant. I didn't get hold of the name quite correctly. I think it's Grant A or something. But she said it's a top-up to the disability grant. So I just want information on that one. Who qualifies for it? How much it is? You know, just an information on that one and the name of that grant.
Sure.
Because you just mentioned it and it was not explained.
Sure. Arnold in Mabopane. I'll also then just take Temba in Pretoria. Temba?
Evening, Denzel.
Sure, Temba.
The doctor there. You know, I'm having a problem with, I see a lot of, especially grannies, where every month end they will go and take loans. You know, there's a company, I think it's Net One, if I'm right, I'm correct. You know, they'll go there and take loans, and which is something that I don't understand. Why would you allow people who earn social grants to take loans, you know? And then I think the social development, probably they know about the companies and why they are not closing them down. And another thing is, back in the days, I remember people used to get hard cash, you know, in communities, and that thing stopped when they introduced this card system. I'm not sure what they call it. And that thing killed the business in the communities, Denzel. You know, it killed businesses, and then I understand it's probably for safety and everything else, but when you initiate such things, you must consider, you know, people in business to say, what do we do with them? Because they're making a living out of it as well. And lastly, now you're having people who are earning something like 370, if I'm correct, and they have to go to ShopRite, you know, to withdraw 370. It costs them transport cash. Sure, no problem, you should get it. But now who benefits from it? You know, it's still ShopRite. What about the businesses in the community? So I think what they should consider every time, especially social development, is when they come up with programs and systems, they should ask themselves, who will it benefit at the end of the day? You know, when they withdraw the money in the township, is the Pakistani in the township that benefit from whatever they charge you when you withdraw the cash? So these things, they need to consider them, you know, the whole ecosystem of how it works, you know. So I think it will benefit us as South Africans, not only by just receiving the grant, but also by giving these people cash. Like, we run businesses in the township. When you come to me and you withdraw, sure, I'll give you a cash and obviously charge you whatever amount that I will charge you and I'll benefit. But now we're having people going to all the Pakistani shops around the community receiving money, still we're not benefiting from it. And we are the one who pay tax. You know, so they should consider all these things as social development.
Let's listen to Dr. Mokgotsi. Dr. Mokgotsi, a couple of suggestions there. Arnold's got a particular question around a particular grant. Comments?
Thank you. Sure. My response to Arnold in terms of granting aid, it's a grant that is given to it's an additional grant to assist persons to assist families that have persons with, it can be severe disability or illness that need 24-hour assistance. So this person is elderly, but the person, it might be very ill, or the person might have severe disability that forces them to need a permanent assistance. So they would go to SASSA, and there are medical forms that need to be completed to ensure that that particular person qualifies, and they will get a grant in aid, which is at the value of the child support grant. And currently, the child support grant is 530. So this particular individual will get the older person's grant plus 530, provided they qualify for a grant in aid.
Sure.
In terms of other question, remember we are litigated, so it becomes difficult for me to answer because matters are sub judice to answer certain things, but I will put it this way. Indeed, we when SASSA pays money into the account of a beneficiary, the account is no longer, the money then gets into the money of a beneficiary, and it becomes difficult for us as social development to tell the, a particular individual or a beneficiary how to utilize the money. But what we have done as the department is to develop manuals and a booklet where we are teaching beneficiaries basic finance in terms of how they use, how they should be utilizing social grant money. It's an outreach program, so we are also going throughout the country, capacitating them with basic finance skill so that they may be able to utilize the grant for the purpose that it is intended for. But what gives us comfort is from the studies that we have conducted as a department, and even conducted by other institutions such as the World Bank, have shown that the majority of the beneficiaries use the money for what it is intended for, and mainly to provide for their basic needs. But in case there are challenges, we acknowledge that there might be pockets of challenges there and there, and that is why we have developed a program where we teach beneficiaries basic finance skills. And in terms of the other matters, I would want to refrain from because we are currently in court.
Sure. Just then, Dr. Mokgotsi, just on the aspect of responsibility where SASSA is concerned. So that transfer of the monies to SASSA, there'd be an allocation. SASSA then the distributing agency, and SASSA then would in essence then distribute those particular finances. I was looking at a parliamentary conversation the other day, where there was a conversation about social development's responsibility beyond, you know, and into the SASSA responsibilities as well, and sometimes beyond that as well, because there was the view that social development and or then through SASSA can't just be the agency or the mechanism through which monies are just transferred, and that responsibility would end up just there, and you would not be able to speak to a responsibility further than that. If somebody said, I have a fraudulent issue, or I did not get my money, or whatever it is, that responsibility would then almost not lie with SASSA. And there were some of the MPs who were saying, it can't be that SASSA's responsibility in essence is merely then an agency that transfers money. And then when anything, you know, there is any feedback or any other, you know, you know, regards the monies, they would merely suggest that, you know, a transfer had been made and their responsibility would end there, and it would be the problem of a different entity. And some were saying that responsibility needs to, you know, be canvassed along that particular line. What do you make of the responsibility that says until the end of the line, our responsibility should be there, and you know, not merely the receiving of a grant, the distribution of that grant to SASSA, the payment of that grant, and if there were any problems, then you've got to deal with the third party, and our obligation is, because we paid it, our obligation is done and dusted.
Good question indeed. That one is a very good question, and indeed it is the responsibility of the department. Remember, the money allocated to SASSA comes to the Department of Social Development.
True.
And it is the department that allocates that money or gives SASSA the money to distribute. So because of that, we have the oversight responsibility over SASSA, as SASSA is our agency. And our position as the department is recipients and beneficiaries of social grants are our beneficiaries. Mm, that is where we cannot run away from that responsibility. And that is why earlier I said I've requested my team to go throughout in most, I can't say 9 provinces, but almost 5 provinces, to go and see what is happening on the ground, to see whether some stakeholders have raised concerns that there are still queues even in malls and so on. So the team has gone out to collect information so that we know how best to intervene and to assist our beneficiaries. They remain our beneficiaries because these grants are provided by social assistance. And this is the understanding that we are sharing with SASSA, as SASSA is our agency.
Is SASSA capable and able to deliver on a mandate broader than that? There's been huge criticism of SASSA and huge failures in essence sometimes where SASSA as an entity has been concerned. That's not the conversation I want to have. But just from an aspect of where SASSA is concerned, does it have the ability, the engagement to go beyond that responsibility in like, for example, as you've correctly said, every person who is in need of social, you know, assistance is your responsibility, and you cannot remove yourself from that. But you've got an entity that somewhat would then not take that responsibility, or within their mandate does not have that responsibility, or at times speaks to that responsibility as not part of their responsibility. Does SASSA, in essence, have the capacity to be able to engage in just what me and you were talking about?
Look, we believe that SASSA is our agency and is capable of delivering the mandate of the department. However, we need to understand that we have almost 28 plus million beneficiaries. It's a big mandate. We have many people that we are serving. There will always be gaps. There will always be challenges. And as I'm saying, we are taking more kind of responsibility to assist SASSA in addressing some of the gaps that SASSA is currently experiencing. And the other matter is the issue of remember in 2020, we came up with a new grant covering about, there was a time where we were offering the grant to 10 million beneficiaries. When we started with social assistance, we started with a small amount. It took us almost over a decade to reach 19 million beneficiaries. But in a month, 2 months, we were able to reach about 10 million beneficiaries. So in instances like that, where you have a crisis and you need to assist and you don't have systems in place, we had over a short period of time have to put systems in place, and you will find that there are gaps, and we are working together with SASSA to address some of the gaps that we are confronted with.
Sure. Dr. Mokgosi, some of those issues where SASSA is concerned, corruption and fraud within the entity, just for interest's sake, with an SIU that keeps on investigating aspects of all of these things within and across, you know, a wide spectrum, how are you dealing and how are you and are you winning even in that particular case? Because every cent that social development would ordinarily get from National Treasury, and that is getting harder and harder to get any money out of National Treasury, needs to be, where social development is concerned, you know, go to a good cause where people really, really need it. And then you've got these unscrupulous individuals and entities and companies and groupings within, you know, a system that then would utilize those particular funds for their own benefit. Are you making any indents into the fraud and corruption aspects of you know, where grants are concerned?
In this conversation, you mentioned that you listened to our engagement with the portfolio committee.
Yes.
We made a commitment to the portfolio committee that the department will investigate and will come back and give a briefing to the portfolio committee.
Was that the 30-day one, or because that was in relation to the Cedrus and Grosai one? But the aspect of fraud and corruption has been a lengthy over, you know, a period of time. This would have been an October issue where in 30 days, the suggestion was please respond to the Cedrus and I think the Grosai instance, where this particular aspect of identity and how to use identity, you know, identity documents in relation to just acquiring a grant. But in where SASSA is concerned, corruption has almost been a word that's been utilized since the inception of the grants with SASSA.
Yes, the letter that we received, it encompasses everything. So for me to respond, it will be preempting what we will be telling to the portfolio committee. Can we allow that process? Let's wait. It's just next week after next where we'll be reporting back to the portfolio committee, and we'll take the engagement from there.
Sure. Dr. Maureen Mokgosi, thank you so much for engaging us tonight. And I'm looking forward to that answer as well. And I suppose that you're also getting your, as the chief director, you're getting your ducks and your team in a row also for that particular engagement. I wish you well, Dr. Maureen Mokgosi, in winning this particular war in its various phases, in its various aspects within the department, because it is an important one, and social development and social relief is a really, really important one.
Thank you so much. In conclusion, I would say we cannot do this alone. We need your support. We need the support of the community. So please, if you have any ideas, always reach out to us and we will greatly listen.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Chief Director, Social Assistance, Dr. Maureen Mokgosi, talking to us there about, of course, social development and all the other aspects that relate to grants.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.